A very common practice to do Hataras Nedarim on Erev Rosh Hashanah. What is it that we're trying to accomplish with this Hataras Nedarim? So we're trying to accomplish two things. First of all, a person may have made Nedarim over the course of the year and may not necessarily be in a full state of fulfillment of those Nedarim, and that's considered to be a serious problem, a very serious Aveira. And we don't want to go into the Yemei Adin with that on our heads, number one. Number two, we're being Moser Moda. The Gemara Nedarim Chav Gimel says that a person can say, whatever neder I make from here until whatever period of time he specifies, let's say for the entire year, I'm stating in advance that it doesn't apply. I don't mean it. I don't want it to take effect. So then that works. So that's what we're doing as well for the upcoming year. In fact, these are the two things that we do in Kol Nidre, which is a minhag which is cited in Shulchan Aruch. The minhag to do Hataras Nedarim Erev Rosh Hashanah is not quoted in Shulchan Aruch, but the general practice has become to not wait for Kol Nidre. We want to get it in already before Rosh Hashanah, and we do so on Erev Rosh Hashanah. The problem is as follows, that there's a little bit of a problem with both aspects, with the Hataras Nedarim aspect, where we're trying to retroactively erase the neder, and the Moser Modar aspect, where we're declaring in advance that Nedarim we make in the following year shouldn't be Chal. Okay, the problem with the Hataras Nedarim aspect is that generally, in order to be Matir and Neder, you have to specify the Neder that you're trying to be Matir, and you have to explain why it is that you regret having made that Neder. And we don't do that in Hataras Nedarim on Erev Rosh Hashanah, number one. Number two, with regard to the statement for the upcoming year that the Nedarim we make shouldn't apply, so in Shulchan Aruch, Yerdeya, Reshit Aleph, in Sif Beis, it points out that there are limitations to this. So the first opinion in Shulchan Aruch is that the limitation that this moda only works if you don't remember the moda at the time when you make a neder. In other words, you say, whatever nedarim I make from here for the entire year shouldn't take effect. And then 2 months later you make a neder and you don't remember that you had made that statement. So that's when it works. If you remember that you made this moda and you take the neder anyway, so then you're overriding your moda, and it doesn't take effect. Okay, so that is a reasonable limitation, and it would still be, the moda would still probably work in most cases. However, the second opinion of Shulchan Aruch says that the moda only works if you actually do remember the moda at the time that you take the neder, and you specify, in your mind at least, that you're relying on that moda. So that almost never happens, in which case that would basically make the entire moda not very worthwhile. And the Shulchan Aruch says that we have to be choshesh for this opinion, and therefore the Rama adds that therefore we shouldn't rely on Kol Nidre and just assume that whatever nedarim we make over the course of the year don't take effect. So Imkain, what really is the point of this entire process? It's not going to really work for Hataras Nedarim, and it's not going to really work as a Mesiras Moda. So, or at least we have to be choshesh that it doesn't work as a Mesiras Moda. So Shlomo Zalman Orbach writes as follows, in Mincha Shlomo Alef Tzadi Alef Oskof, and discusses one in the Halicha Shlomo. He says that it will still work for certain types of circumstances, namely as follows. The Gemara says in the Dharma Daf Ches that if a person declares verbally his intention to fulfill a mitzvah, even if he doesn't say it's going to be a neder, and he doesn't mean for it to be a neder, but he says, I'm going to do this mitzvah, since it's a mitzvah, and he doesn't say bli neder, it takes effect as a neder. So if a person says, yes, I'm going to learn X, Y, and Z, I'm going to do such and such a mitzvah, and he doesn't say bli neder, he's obligated midin neder. So similarly, if a person doesn't take upon himself as a neder, but he does a certain hanhaga tova three times also as a status of a neder, unless he says bli neder. So Shlomo Zalman writes, at least regarding that, the moda will work. The moda will work that such that when you don't mean to take it as a neder, you don't specify that it is a neder, so then even though in general we have a concept that for hanhaga tova, for a mitzvah, it would take effect as a neder anyway, since you made this declaration in advance, that will save you and it will not become a neder, and therefore it is still effective in these ways and still very worthwhile. Just to mention a couple of details about the process of Hataras Nedarim Erev Rosh Hashanah, which people may not know. Number one is that for Hataras Nedarim, even though we call the three people sitting there at Beis Din, it's not a regular din, and it's no problem whatsoever if they're related to each other, if they're related to the person who's being matir the Nedarim, they could all be related, they could all be relatives. This is a general rule in Hilchas Hataras Nedarim, which is cited in Yoredei Reish Chav Ches, Siv Gimel. That's number one. Number two, it's common practice that you have like 100 people saying it at once in front of three people, or not 100 necessarily, but multiple people. So lichat chila, really, it should be one person at a time. That would be the ideal way to do the Ataras Nedarim. And finally, what about women? Just generally women, maybe because they're not in shul, Erev Rosh Hashanah, they generally don't do Ataras Nedarim. There's no real reason that it should be something just for men, not for women. So several posts can point out that one possible option will be that she can appoint, if she's married, let's say, she can appoint her husband to be a shaliach for her. In general, you cannot do Ataras Nedarim through a shaliach except for husbands and wives, meaning the wife can appoint the husband to be her shaliach here, and he will simply tell the three people when he's doing Ataras Nedarim that he's doing it for his wife as well, such as after he's done, he can say, V'chein l'ishti, and then they'll just be Matir Nedarim in a Belashon Rabim, and it'll work for both him and his wife. Have a great day, and please stack the chairs.